all scrap, only if I give him the order. And you feeling itchy, you got something to say? Just know we hot this way. Nobody else is suited for this other than us. I know it's crazy, but we work with it and don't give a what. Welcome to the show. If you don't know the name, we call it Hot This Way.
Oh,
we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, last one.
The four of us are here.
Yeah,
we are a tone
was
of
money five.
The prodigal son has returned.
Oh my god,
Money Matt Chua is back in the house. The strike is over, and we all rejoice not only because Warrior could potentially start filming again because the actors and the writers are back, but also our boy Matthew is back. How's it going?
You know how hard this was just to watch from afar and watch all four of you have so much fun.
Oh my god,
apart the show.
We had a lot of new fans that came on over the time while you were gone. Did you get a chance to watch it all?
I did get a chance to watch all of them. Everybody was cool. I'm glad everybody supported and was commenting and being all interactive with you guys. Hey, Bombshell, you ain't taking my job. Sorry, I'm here. So, you see that? You see that? I'm here now. You ain't taking shit. Not a thing.
Amazing. And the professor, thank you so much for joining the show. We got two professors, from the professor to the professor.
This is hilarious.
That's awesome. Let's say hello to everybody real quick. Yeah. Of course, we got Matt Chua back with us. And as you see here, to my left is the one, the only, Blades in her purse herself, Stephanie Youngfrat. How are you?
Blades.
I am
great.
Love that
so
shirt.
Good to be back. Oh, you like it? Yeah. Look at that.
No lie.
So good. And speaking of so good, we have got the yogi herself, Miss Rebecca Nishi, joining us. How are you doing, Rebecca?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. All this time you've been gone, there's a new addition in your house now?
Yeah, new kitty.
we'll see the new kitty in a bit, I'm sure. But good to see you back. And of course, right below Rebecca is the professor himself, Brett John. How are you, sir?
Doing good. It's summer has gone. Fall has almost gone. Weather's different. Great to be back with the crew. And this guy. he's been putting some big work in behind the scenes.
Seriously.
So proud of this guy. He had a big achievement on his own outside of the entertainment capacity. So well done, Matt.
I graduated.
You did? Oh, no way.
Good job.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what did you graduate in, just for those that aren't in the know?
Oh, so Frank and I, right? Well, mainly Frank, but he teaches Balintawak, which is Filipino martial arts. And long story less long, he pretty much got me into it. And all the way through level 6, completed a month ago? Was it literally a month ago officially?
Was
it less than
November
that?
November the 5th.
So yeah.
Wow. So
it's done. I have completed the art. Now it's all fun now, and I get to really deep dive into it. But yeah, while all you guys were talking about Warrior, I was behind the scenes trying to fucking be one.
He was becoming a Warrior. I love it. Stephanie,
the November should not be forgotten.
Remember the 5th of November.
The 5th of November. How is that boa constrictor doing?
Oh, she's great. I just took her out the other day, and it's winter. You know, I want to make sure that she's fine. Well, my neighbor came upstairs, and this was a whole snake yoga session. Okay. like doing stretches and everything. And Miss Weezy is just like, all right, I just want to get warm. And then, yeah. So I have some crazy pictures of my snake all over my neighbor's head. Yes.
Love it.
She's just fine.
That's what she said.
That is bad. The Bombshell Blurred says, just off temporarily. It was all love. You could never be replaced.
Well, it's all hate here. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
And Customs for the Kid says, nice to see you all back. And thank you so much. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
I recognize a few of these people now. Yeah. Now I can actually like, oh, okay. These people interact a lot. All right. I get this.
These
now.
Are
this
our people.
This these are fun. Our people. This is a and, shit I've missed.
There's been a lot of stuff that's been going on since you were gone. We got the end of season three. Did we get to talk with that, you know, about that at all?
No, like, nothing. I have literally we did episodes 1 through 3,
and then I
think I was done after that because the strike officially came through, and then I was like, okay, bye guys, I can't be on the show anymore. So,
wow. All right, so there's was a lot to cover. What did you think? Let's get your thoughts, because we covered all the shows. What, you don't have to give us every episode, but what did you think of season three as a whole?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I mean, you could tell that the money was put in. You could tell that the work was put in. It was great. Jesus, like I mean we can't stress this enough how wonderful that show is. The way that the cast, the crew, the writers, costume designers, anybody, composer, every single person who makes that show what it is, fucking phenomenal. And I mean, it shined. I have some gripes obviously about certain characters' deaths and certain things here, but I mean, I'm sorry. As much as I love the show, y'all did lie dirty on the off-screen kill. I'm not a fan. I don't know why. That just really annoyed me. That final fight scene with all of the trio was ridiculous. What do we got here? I didn't think Leong had it in him, but he did it. He left.
Yes.
There's so many.
Who did? Because we talked about it a lot, and I think we almost all agreed on who we thought had the best character arc. Like, I think, like, we all had our own pick, but I think we all kind of had a consensus agreement on who we thought overall had the best character arc. Who do you think had that, Matt? Who was it for you?
Shit, that's tough. I know he wasn't. I know he wasn't in a lot, but I want to say Taslim's character really had a hell of an arc. Trying to see who really got Bill. Bill's arc was amazing.
Oh, right.
Chow's arc was teeter tottering there.
Yeah.
But Chow and Lee, I mean, that whole portion with them.
Oh, yes. When they go back and meet Lee's family, or they don't go back, they can take it back. That's mm-hmm. a great episode.
That was a hell of an episode. The Wild West shootout was wild.
Which one?
I'm trying to think. You know what really annoyed me? This really annoyed me. I'm not gonna lie. I think it was just a mistake or a complete miscommunication. Perry's death. Right? I found out about that about when they released the season three soundtrack.
Right.
Because on the last last track,
you said something about that.
The last track, it said, what was it? I think it was Father June Rests or something like that. I forgot what the actual title track was, but it fucking spoiled it for me. And nice. I knew it happened. It was just like, I didn't know how it was going to. So I was actually really, really shocked on how it came about. But I knew he was in the coffin. So that was really, really annoyed me. I hit up Reza. I was like, man, why didn't anybody double check that? I was so upset.
What did he say? Anything?
He's like, we didn't realize that. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah, someone really should have double checked on who was naming them songs, but
you actually told us not to check the soundtrack.
I told you do not listen to the soundtrack because a big spoiler was on there. I warned all you guys. Yeah, but yeah, that was the one. And I think Bill probably had the biggest arc change of them all, followed by Leong, and then probably Lee and Chow tied for third. Oh, that I love that shot.
The dropping of the jacket.
I love that. I love the callback to the season finale of season one. I enjoyed that. And I did say this. I think I told Frank about this. I didn't really tell the rest of you guys. But I said, if for some odd ass reason we do not get a season four, I am okay with how it all went down. If for some weird reason this was it, and I don't know why, for whatever reason they didn't get renewed, but if this was the end, I am completely okay with this being the end. However, though, if we really do get season four, and we've been campaigning for months already, and we're still campaigning right now, but if season four is a green light, holy shit, the amount of different ways that this story can take off with so many different of the ways with the characters are going, it's nuts.
Now, Matt brings up something interesting there. What do you think, Rebecca? If the show was to end now, if season three, that's it, that's all we got, the show, that's how it ended, are you okay with how it ended? Or do you think there's still more stories to be told? Like, stories that need to be told. Obviously, there's always going to be more stories that can be told. But are there more stories that need to be told?
Let me think. Absolutely. I want to know what happens to Mai Ling. Right. I want to know how Leon will lead another tongue, or they will be, you know, the same tongue without Mai Ling. You know, lots of things. I want to know if Chow really died. There are many things that we aim to see. I would love to see Bill being the chief now, you know.
Oh, I was so happy for that ending for those two.
Yeah.
Who's that, Bill and Lee?
Yeah, that was the only happy ending that happened.
Like, really? Because there's a point, though, where we even thought Langley was going, Buckley. We thought Buckley was going to have a happy ending.
Langley, and then, you and Buckley are one and the same, buddy.
Dominique. I mean, come on, girl.
He did have some happy endings, but.
Oh, yeah, he got a happy ending. Yeah.
He was the one who got the happy ending.
Yeah.
Exactly. What do you think, Frank? Does there need to be more stories told, or are you like in the same camp as Matt that you think they could just kind of finish off right here?
Oh, absolutely. They cannot. Because
they cannot?
They cannot stop the show right now in this spot. It needs to be told in some way, graphic novel, movie, however they need to do it. Because looking back at the beginning of this show, the brainchild of the show is Bruce Lee's writing. Shannon Lee discovered the writing. Well, Shannon Lee published the writing into the form of this show, right? She didn't publish the writing directly. But I remember looking back on the introduction to that show when it was still on Cinemax, and they were talking about continuing her father's legacy onwards into the 21st century, as we just celebrated the 50 year of 50-year anniversary of Enter the Dragon, and telling this story that we don't often get to tell, right? So season three, they were trying to start to expand this universe, and they were focusing on this time period that doesn't get focused on very much in many American textbooks and many American documentaries. So if it cuts off right now, the story, the mission originally, at least in my opinion, gets cut at about, I'd say at about 30%, right? Because we still don't really know, because Assam's supposed to be Bruce Lee in effect. We don't have any conclusion anywhere near to what we might need for that character. Does he sacrifice himself for something? Does he move on to bigger and better things? Does he just saunter off into the sunset? Right? We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen with this universe, this bigger universe they're creating. We know the Chinese Exclusion Act is happening in this universe. What's going to happen to all the communities there? So no, this is nowhere near done. If the goal of this project originally is to continue to tell a story that was started by Shannon Lee's father, then we're nowhere near done.
Yeah, I agree. I fully agree. I think they need to keep going.
I'm looking at it purely from a storytelling point of view and a glimpse at a period of our history. We're not anywhere near done. Yeah. Whatever goes on behind closed doors with studio executives, whatever that process is, that's beyond my understanding. But as far as actually telling the story and delivering, I think, on the original intent of making this show, I don't think it's anywhere near done.
I can agree more. I just want to get a couple comments here because they're getting lost there a little bit. The professor says there were still shots of Tasm chokeholding Dustin Nguyen that never made it into the season. They weren't joking offset. And then he also says, may I ask all of your thoughts on Koji and Bu joining other series? So we found out that Andrew is joining the Gangs of London for season three. Kieran has joined House of the Dragon season two. I think it's okay. I think they can do multiple shows. That's not unheard of.
They're actors. They need to work. So yeah, that's perfect. Man. Good for them.
Yeah. And I find that more.
They gotta make that strike money back. So.
Right. And the more of this they do, the more likely we. I know it doesn't seem that way, but I think it's more likely we get a season four because there's that more demand for them. And people love the show. Like, we all love the show. The fans love it. But the people that are making the show genuinely love it. So,
I love that they are having opportunities to get more visibility and getting into bigger shows.
I'm just glad the actors can start promoting the shows again, because now we get all those behind the scenes shots.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were missing out on for about 3 months. So all of a sudden they just came flooding back. Mark DeCasco's posting again, who was we didn't get to see enough of in season three. And Taslim, all the rest, Koji, Diane, Olivia, all the rest of that crew starting to post their pictures of behind the scenes again. It was great to see.
I gotta play devil's advocate here. Do you guys think, because we were all silenced for those few months, especially peak when the fucking show was on, do you think this hurts a little bit?
I mean, a little bit, but they weren't doing a lot of, you know what? Yeah, maybe it does. Because now that you think of it, because they had the podcast, their podcast that was going live on Max as well, right? And you weren't getting that. You weren't getting that extra bit from the actors that were being pushed out there. And I feel without them, without the actors being out there to push it, you see it with almost every movie that was out there that should have been billion-dollar movies this year that didn't make it because of the strike. And I think that's because actors couldn't go out and promote it. So, yeah, I do think it has an effect here as well.
I just really hope that.
What's up,
no, go ahead.
Hey!
Yeah. Right. Look at that profile.
Love it. The shirt. You want to talk about representing.
Look at that.
And folks, just so you know, you can get your very own mugs as well at thehopthisway.myshopify.com.
Oh, yeah, we do have merch.
And let me tell you, Derek, you look fantastic on that shirt. You look very
good. That is a badass.
You always look good, man. Everybody on that we all talk to makes me look like Fat Albert.
That's not one of ours, Steph.
It could be, though. It could be.
It's special edition.
I know.
Special edition. We got some more comments here. Professor wanted to know if that was a bad sign for the show, but we talked about that. Custom says, I feel like the main story came full circle at the end of season 3. Assam went right back to his main objective of saving Mai Ling. I feel like they gave us a glimpse of that. I feel like Assam and Mai Ling, I feel that there's going to be a lot of Tongs in season 4. I feel like Mai Ling, Assam, if Chow survives, Chow and Atoy are all going to form their own Tong and get their own followers. And then there's going to be Liang's Tong. There's going to be whatever the remnants are of the Long Z. Are the Long Z dead now?
The name
most of them joined him.
One of the most of the main ones, because you could tell just by all the faces on there. I was like, oh, okay, that's
what's the name of
following
Dustin's Tom
Fung Hai.
Yeah,
but following Frank's thoughts, maybe on that period of time, the Tongs are starting to get weak, they're starting to lose power. Maybe the story could change a little bit.
I don't know.
I think from a marketing and event perspective, I don't know if there would be that much exposure having murals of Bruce Lee in multiple cities like that. I think that was a little bit of a sneak peek of how much effort has been put behind it. From a bigwig perspective, we didn't see anything like that. And I still feel as though I agree with some of what everyone's saying, that would it be okay wrapping it up at that point? Well, no, I'd be heartbroken. Yeah. But I also get what you're saying. But from a can we do it, can we make it perspective, we've already been through this. We had the show. Our show was part of what, helped contribute to keeping it alive. All of a sudden, the strike's over. Okay, the strike's over, but now we have this whole resurgence of exposure because of the actors to carry it through. Yeah. So we've been through worse, as far as the show surviving. So I'm absolutely hopeful, and I think
Professor, I got that all the time. I'm always saying we need 6 seasons of the movie. We need the community treatment. Professor also says, as a historian, I found the Secret Service counterfeiting aspect amazing. That is true to history. I'm published on it. Never looked into the Chinese aspect, though, just the Italians. Also went on to say, I wonder if Perry's character was based on Lee Kuan Jung, a.k.a. Charlie Boston, New York leader of the Anlung Tongs. Died in 1930. Frank, are you familiar with any of that?
No, but now I'm curious. Hey, Professor, drop us some of your links to your articles.
Yes.
In Messenger, if you can, please.
Because we'd love to delve more into that and maybe have you come onto the show one day. And
Hey, speaking of Secret Service, what did we think of all the new people this the new bloods for this season? What did we think?
Nick was awesome. Mr. Milk Toast himself. Mm-hmm.
Yamin was great.
Chelsea talking about her being like the dumbest thing she's ever heard.
Say again.
Chelsea talking about everything like it's the dumbest thing she's ever heard. And that's how it became.
Oh, she flamed Assam I don't know how many times in this show. I was laughing.
These dumplings are terrible.
Right.
You keep playing with your sticks. It's like, what?
I'm a printer and you guys are a bunch of gangsters. So
I made a agent.
You said it way better than me.
I found it brilliant. I found it brilliant how Nick put it through. Like, he has this humor. If you follow his account, you can tell how funny he is, his comic. And he brought some of this to the character, but he's kind of mysterious and a little bit, I don't know, sarcastic.
Yeah.
You know, so I found it brilliant. And I forgot the name of that. Oh my gosh. The friend of the ex-husband, that husband of...
Oh, Strickland? Not Strickland.
Oh, yeah,
everything. Strickland. Atoy's love interest, how Miranda Ramsey.
Oh, right. The blonde, Davenport.
Davenport.
Yeah.
Natalie Davenport.
The guy who appeared in this season, who is a friend of her or her husband. He's such a strong character that was like equal to compete with Leary, you know, like another very
tough guy.
Someone that you face it and you scary. You know, you feel like afraid of him. So I loved this
Strickland.
One. Strickland.
This guy.
Yeah. Sorry. You know what? I didn't realize until much later, after this season was over, that Strickland is the same actor that played Superman's brother on the new Superman and Lois TV show.
Really? Oh, I don't watch that.
Adam.
No, Rain. Nobody does, but I do, because I'm it's just me. It's literally just me. Me and whoever's at my house at that point where I force them to watch it. You're watching Superman stuff today. Leary had a very good arc this season. He's going from thug to racketeer. And right, didn't you say he's based on a real person as well, Frank?
Dennis Kearney, yeah, labor organizer and businessman. And also later a politician. He had the Working Man's Party over in California, so that part is directly based on him. Yeah, so Leary became the most threatening villain towards the end again.
Yeah. And it seems every time he takes a step of getting closer to showing a bit of his humanity, something in the world pushes against him and makes him become harder and colder against people. Like, he's becoming Lex Luthor, to keep with the Superman trend there. Like, he is becoming the big villain. I can't believe the Davenport storyline.
Let me talk to this one. Are you Brazilian? It sounds like a indigenous
the first name.
Brazilian name, Iracema. Are you Brazilian? Iracema. Tell us.
That's actually my middle name. yep, that's true. I'm not sure what we're saying that's true to, but thank you. We agree.
I gotta know what we're agreeing to first before I say yeah.
No, it's too late, man. We're all in. At this
you
point.
Don't speak for me, Zeus.
Zeus, our theme
up. While the live button's going. So, who is your MVP this season, Matt?
Oh, shit.
Don't say everybody like you did last time.
This was it, right? It was her, right?
He was getting them cheeks in this this
season. I mean, to be fair, everybody was getting those cheeks.
Oh, Dominique.
Nah, just him. Just him and that other kid.
I gotta say Leong, man. I think he was the MVP.
Wow. Yeah.
I really think he was the MVP.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think that was someone else's pick too. I think that was Steph's pick or someone's pick too for the season.
He wasn't in a lot, but the times that he was on the show were very impactful. Like, he every time he popped up, shit was happening. Had a lot of weight. Well, so
my sister is not awakened. I don't think she's like probably, you know, passed out or something, but I have to, you know, input a little bit. Shout out to my sister. So my little sis, who is now extremely obsessed. Mexican.
It is Brazilian, but I'm Mexican.
Nice.
She is now on her sixth round of binge watching the show. And now she has my 16-year-old niece who is now all caught up. And my niece absolutely loves Lee Young. That's it. That's it. He's her favorite. That's it. That's it. And then the 13-year-old, my nephew, is now watching it. And we blew his mind, you know, reminding him of why Rebecca and I went to Cape Town last year. Wait, what? You met who? You met what? So it was adorable. But historically, my sister is using, she homeschools two out of her three kids. They're the 16, 13, and 11. And for the two homeschooled, she's using Warrior for the historical portions and weaving it into some of their classwork and printing off Chinese Exclusionary Act for them to go over. So I'm over the moon on that. So it is really important. But I mean, I'm so proud of my sis. You know, she's getting more and more converts every day. And we had a whole conversation about Lee Young and that scene.
I love it.
With Mark. I mean, that was just traumatic.
That was heartbreaking, though.
That one sucked. I mean, that was a great fight, but I mean, emotionally, that one really sucked.
That one did, because Mark was great this season. I really wish we could have got another season with him. That one hurt me almost as much as Bolo. Not gonna lie.
I think this one hurt worse.
The respect, generational portion, they have more of a bond. There's more history in a very different way.
Because Bolo, he was part of the Tong, you know, way before Assam came in. So, I mean, losing that, a character like that, obviously, like, really, really sucked. But, I mean, what was Mark's character's name again?
Kung Pong?
Yes. It was something similar to that. I forget what it was. But, they fleshed out in throughout all those episodes the history that they had. You know, they clearly fought together. Mm-hmm. They did a whole bunch of stuff. So when that climax hit, when that's it, they're fighting now. And then he just looks up at her and he still does it. It's like it's so fucked up. And then she has the audacity to come up to him after it's all said and done and be like, it had to be done, right? It's like, what? Yeah. You couldn't warn this man before he killed his best friend? Fuck out of here.
No, because then it wouldn't have been as compelling episode. No. Custom for Kids says, yes. I recommend checking out Langley Kirkwood in One Piece. Here's a little.
Good old Langley, man. Now we understand why you have blonde hair when you're on season two with us. We understand right now.
Oh, this my God. Looks great. Looks amazing. Love it. We got more comments here. The professor says, one thing about the show that makes me laugh is every time someone, be it Assam, Young June, Leary, or Bill, wins a fight, they look at the camera and scream. Done with it. Lee Young went through hell, comes out on top.
I'm sorry.
They chose him, though, to be fair.
He did in that episode after the wedding. He did.
So good. A good history book on the Tongs was written by Richard H. Dillon called Hatchet Man. Covers San Francisco 1850 to 1920s.
Nice. See, I need to do some homework on the Boston Chinatown Tongs because I really don't know really much of anything, but there are more and more, you know, folks, you know, getting history together, fighting for a Chinese history, a Chinese library here in Boston. And I just little things they're doing in Boston to try and preserve. Right at Boston's Chinatown Gate, they're, you know, when they do a new little like lawn space, or rather, you know, trying to cut in, you know, creating more walking space or recreational space. So in front of the Chinatown Gate, I noticed they actually did this little, you know, cement work, you know, on the pavement, and it's a little map, and it's a little bit of a map, and it, you know, so it, I need to go back and record it, but it gives some of the history of Chinatown, and I think it's 1876. So I need to do some homework on
research.
That.
Go figure yes. that out for us.
Yes.
The professor.
I'm a slacker.
That's all right. We all are. Well, we all, as in you and I. The rest of these go-getters, not so much. The professor says, looking at the Tong structure, it seems influenced by the Freemasons. Secret societies exploded at the turn of the 19th century, where the British were. Huh.
Hey, you got to come on the show, man.
Yeah.
Like you can't just be doing this. Seriously. Teasiness. You have to come and talk with us on the show.
We'll have like the Professor Squared segment. Professor on Professor.
That's for the second half of our season three show.
Yeah, exactly. So a bunch of people are probably wondering what we're doing today. We just want to come in and say hi to everybody and, you know, welcome Matt back, of course, and give you guys
But not even that. We have a whole bunch of guests that we got lined up that now, since the strike is over, they are willing to come and talk at long last about their time on the show. So we got a few lined up. We're not going to release who yet, but
we'll start releasing that over the next couple of weeks or whatever, to give you a heads up on who's going to be coming on the show. And when, but
let's tell you what I'm going to do tomorrow. I think we should start really fighting for season four. So I'm going to start a new petition.
Oh,
what do you think?
News. You heard
let's
it here.
Do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's I'm go, down. Family.
Get it all going, Warrior. Make sure you're using your hashtags as you see them up here. Hashtag Warrior Season 4. Hashtag W4.
It's Warrior. It's Warrior, literally Warrior, but the A is the 4. So,
you know,
I need to use that one more.
There. And hashtag Renew Warrior and hashtag Warrior Max, of course. All those work. Come on, just, you know what to do, guys. We did this last time with Season 3. We got it going. We will get it going again this time. It's honestly the best show out there. So put that love out there. Put that energy out in the world, and we get it going.
It's picking up. It's picking up. I was, again, I couldn't really do much, but I was keeping tabs. I saw a few of the fans of the show here share that same post and, you know, get it all snowballing in. So it's cool. It's nice to see.
And speaking of great fans, can't tell you how glad I am to see you guys. Is Derek Chin.
We love you.
We're only glad Derek, we love me you, back. Okay, let's not lie. We're the same. If I had my mug too, we'd be the exact same.
Except for he didn't skip chest day.
I'm sorry.
What?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I forgot, you know how to use the sticks now, so never mind. I didn't say anything.
Habitual line stepper.
Ah, yes. So I don't know. It's what else you guys want to talk about before we get going here? It's nearing the end of the show. You guys have anything you'd like to promote? Anything going on?
I'm very excited to see The House of Lee, the new animation of Bruce Lee, next year. I don't know where it's going to be played, but it's going to be good.
I haven't even heard about this. There's a new animation?
Yeah, a new animation. There was a trailer that was released. It's called House of Lee. to celebrate the 50th anniversary.
You're right.
Enter of the Dragon.
I can't wait. I'm going to check that out. And congrats. Yes.
Yes. Papa Zeus. Papa Zeus.
Grandpa Zeus.
Yeah. Papa Zeus in the house. They got a new addition to the family. A grandbaby added. I don't have a picture to show on here. I'm sorry. I normally have that stuff, but this week, I don't know. I don't even know where it is. I'm a horrible papa, honestly.
I mean, you were just in another commercial. I mean, no, it's not like you're busy or anything.
I've been lucky. I've been having
a lucky streak lately,
you know.
I love it.
Oh, wait, here we go. Sorry,
folks. Just remembered another thing for those.
That's my granddaughter, Lily Stone, Lily Elizabeth Stone, born on November 11th, which is Remembrance Day here in Canada, and I believe that's Veterans Day for you guys in the States.
11/11.
That's right.
Look at that. So that's awesome.
She's a little kitty. So yes, thank you very much for the congratulations. Looking forward to the guest spots. Yes, so are we. Some of the best things, honestly, about this show, like, because when we started this, this was like a bunch of us were on all on the Warrior group page on Facebook. If you're not, go join that. Brian runs a great group there. And I just posted it out there the one day. I'm like, hey, I love the show. Anybody want to come on and talk about it on a podcast live stream? And it was Matt came on the first day, and we had Ray and his wife.
Yeah, that was the first episode ever of what then became the Hop of the Sway show.
Yeah, that was our pilot episode, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next episode you guys came on. Yes, Rebecca.
Yes, we can't forget to shout out Brett, because he's got nominated for Emmy.
Brett!
Yeah. Coordinator.
Like, he's kicking ass. He is kicking ass everywhere he goes, literally as he should as a stunt coordinator. But yeah, man, that's great. Great news. And Halo season 2 is coming out as well on Paramount. So we know that. I know he did season 1 as the stunt. I'd have to just assume that he's doing season 2 as well. But yeah, never know. We might see Mr. Brett Chan show up on the show again in the near future. But he's one of our regulars, though, right?
Hopefully he's able to comment again now that everything's done.
I can't wait. But we're going to swing for this. We're going to swing for the fences this year, folks. We swung for the fences last year, and I was surprised with some of the guests we got. Honestly, Perry shocked me. But I think I was more shocked that, oh my God, Hong.
Chen,
yes. I was more shocked he joined us on the show. And
we need him back.
He was a blast. He was so hilarious.
Good, man. I mean, everybody, like so many. What do you guys, before we leave, do you have anyone that stands out when you think back of everyone who's been on the show?
Langley, Jason, Perry, Chen. Brett would have been fun if we had forewarning.
No, man, that was even better.
That was
Brett on a whole bunch of times, though.
That was unfair.
Lee was great. Lee and
Nick.
Nick
was fucking amazing.
That still
hasn't done it yet. He still hasn't done it yet.
Is our still our highest viewed episode? Just because he's like, he never shows up anywhere.
Yeah. Key finger, dick punch.
Key finger, dick punch. That is the next T-shirt. Make that T-shirt, Steph.
Oh, okay.
Site, and we will sell.
Yeah,
that's going to be our second thing. We go from the Hop This Way to Key Finger Dick Punch.
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be a key,
and,
a finger,
a dick, and a fist. No.
It'll be a picture of Richard Nixon, and then a punch.
So you want to punch an old man?
No, it's a dick punch.
We have to get to do
put
a
an eggplant there.
Let's get it sticky too.
Oh my god, that's great. We get a let's get a sticky shirt. Oh my god.
Okay. I'm on it.
So there you go. There's your new t-shirts that'll be out there. You can find those hopefully soon on our Shopify site.
We are currently doing a live marketing meeting at this very moment. As
I know, right?
You guys are so welcome. This, but you know what's funny though? So like I said, I watch these podcasts that are just like this one that we do. This is exactly how they come up with their t-shirts all the time. Live on the dollar. And then like a day later, they're on their website. So
I'm gonna, nobody is like us. Let's get that.
This is
very, very, very clear.
Need that in a toddler size. Make it happen.
Keyfinger dick punch in a toddler size? Punch, huh?
By the way, Dick is also the nickname for Richard, which is Lee's first name. So, you know.
Right.
Dick Lee.
I like it.
Dick H. Lee.
But I'm thinking maybe the t-shirt they were talking about for their child size was maybe the let's get some sticky, because it could have multiple meanings.
I'm taking notes. Are we doing sticky, let's get sticky, or let's get some sticky?
We'll talk about this in after.
Okay, good. Okay. Taking notes. Okay.
Getting sticky over toddlers and
so wrong. I know. I just got us canceled. I am so sorry. Anyways, so folks, you're obviously liking those ideas. And thank you for not calling on us right now. All right. So I got nothing else, folks. We will be back though. I would have to say in the new year, because this is the holiday season.
Yeah. So maybe we'll have maybe an episode or so. I think I know some of the guests we've already talked to. Again, no names or anything. We're going to try and get everything situated with that. I think it's probably best to just keep it till after the new year. So, you know,
yeah, we don't want to
holidays, families, and all that other stuff that they can chill with, and then they can come on the show, and then we can fucking wild out. But yeah,
hey, listen, Jason,
hey, like DJ,
thank you.
Wait, well, there you go.
It's Lil Zeus. How you doing?
Look at that. Well, that just goes to tell you, there's no show like us.
Exactly. I mean, and we talked about it, like, it's stuff like that that just kind of blows our mind and why this show is so special. Because these actors care about this show.
We love you!
Yeah, man, JT. All your voices are making a difference, believe me. Oh, yo, man, like seriously. Yeah. Much love, brother.
Yeah.
It's great to see that you're watching. It's great to see that everybody else, though, is watching the show and loving it. Bonanotte, thanks for coming on and giving us updates. Listen, Professor, thank you, though, because you've been dropping some knowledge bombs on us. And Frank is right. We absolutely have to have you come on the show and do some more for us here. We love it. We love interacting with our fans here. And, I mean, Jason, keep it coming, brother.
Yeah.
Keep it coming, man.
Yeah,
keep
let's get some sticky.
That's right. Oh, and congratulations, Jay.
I saw
your post for BJJ the other day. I'm not sure. Was it a grading you just went through or not? But
we have to send a shirt from him to Hong Kong. Let's get some sticky.
He's got to have the first one of them, besides us, obviously. He's got to be like the first one.
Following everywhere. Thank you, RCR. RCR, we absolutely love you too. The bombshell blurred. I think you
my future replacement.
I think you've won Matt over finally.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Don't give me the side eye. He ain't trust that.
Those were all
hand hearts. Shit, anyway. No. All right, guys. This is
what was that, Rebecca?
Yeah.
Wow. The two professors should write an article about the arc of young June comparing to the Godfather, right?
Ah.
The three sons, season one, two, and three. Mm. What about it?
The parallel between baby June. Sorry. Young June.
It's a young June. Juice. Get it right.
Listen, man, it's just my love for Richie Tang.
Oh, by the way, I forgot about that. That one hurt me. That one hurt
me.
When he actually did it, and then Perry was like, son, I was just like, fuck.
When he's like my boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude.
I gotta give it to Jason, man. He got range. He was really, 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 really killing it this season. He was really killing it. You will get the shirt.
Listen, we're making the shirt. That's it. We're making the shirt, the sticky shirt, and we're making the what's the Nick one? The key finger
dick punch.
No, he just, let's get some sticky one.
Oh, he's got that one.
You get that one.
And Jason,
I'm
sorry.
I was just going to say, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say that this
is close. Oh, Derek Chin, so for people that are listening on the podcast, because you're not watching this live, and a lot of you are going to listen to the podcast later.
Interaction.
Right now, Derek Chin, who's arguably our best fan, says, so cool to see Jason. Quote, I can't feel my body, unquote, cold here. Happy holidays, you beautiful gals and manly men. See you soon. Thanks so much.
That shit was great. He plopped down, and you just got Perry and just sitting there. He's like, how was it? And he just sits there.
So good.
Okay, so
I can't feel my body.
What's that, Rebecca?
They all laugh.
Since Jason is here, we have to tell him how good the jail scene or the fight of him with lots of
dying. My god, that jail scene
nailed.
Oh, that was so rough. Good.
That was
rough.
Yo, man, because that was the first time we saw young June's character fight without the knives.
Exactly.
Right? Like he had to actually show, and he was going, and we saw multiple styles out of him there too.
Mm-hmm.
Which was so Jason, whenever you got time, we'll talk off air. We'll bring you back on because we've got to discuss
that. You know you're coming back, right? You know you're coming back, right?
Yeah. I want to put this out to the universe though. And we may be late, too late on this because I think it's too late for the Emmy stuff. But the fact that Perry didn't get nominated for an Emmy for Best Supporting this season is kind of criminal. I know we only got a few episodes with him, but every single scene he was in, he chewed the fucking shit out of it. Like, I mean, he just was amazing. From every moment you saw him. And I don't know if that was because Perry knew that this was his last season with this character and that Father June was going to be no more, and he maybe put more into it. But I mean, Perry came with it hard every single take.
Can I tell you, I felt about everyone. I think they came to season three with blood in the eyes, like trying to give their best, you know, because they missed the show as much as us. So they really tried to do the best season ever. And each actor was, for me, incredible.
I cannot watch that scene. I can't watch the scene where Lee Young brings Father June back without.
Oh my God, here. That scene! I cannot.
Yeah.
Rebecca, how do you say that name? Sorry, the first name.
Iracema.
I'm with you. I thought Young June was hallucinating the first time he saw Father June. Like, because he had just gotten the shit kicked out of him, right, in the jail. So I'm like, oh, my God, he's hallucinating. There's more than a chance his Father June's going to be there. And then, like, legit. And there was even a while afterwards where I was like, is he still, like, really not there? Like, when they were getting to the point where they were going to actually rush the guards, I was, like, thinking, were we having some Fight Club shit going on right here? But, yeah, I don't know. It was such a good season. We need... Yeah, Matt, I'm sorry. I need more. Like, this isn't enough for me.
I think we're getting this. We're misconstruing what I said. I want more seasons. I need more seasons. The story, like, there's so many more stories that can be told about this. However, if for some odd ass reason that we do not get a season 4 or 5 or 6 or whatever the case is, I'm going to be pissed, but I will be okay with that being an ending, as opposed to, like, them doing all these, like, you know, we've seen shows where they get just randomly cut and you're like, the hell, like, I did, what's happening? But like here, It was a good closing for everything right here. I'm good with it. If they fucking Max somehow just...
Jason Tobin.
What you mean it ain't over yet? Like, you don't want it to be over yet? Or, like, you know something that... you can't say shit about right now because it's very ominous and I don't like it.
Just blurt twice, Jason.
Bombshell blurred. Let me go tweet Max again. You heard the man. They can't end it. What about Penny? What about Penny? And we need to know, what about Chow? But listen, I can't just know.
Chow's not dead.
I need more.
Chow's not dead. He kept moving as they panned all the way up. He ain't dead.
I agree with that. But
season 4, episode 1, they're gonna cut there, and somebody, like, what's her Chelsea's character didn't get on the train. She ran back, and she gonna find him there. Like that.
He
ain't dead.
All I keep picturing is
Yamin's gonna find him.
Yeah.
Okay.
She didn't get on. She left, and then she goes on, and then as long as fans keep all right, say no more.
Okay, so this is the funny thing. I think Zeus, what's really funny is it was Yanmi, right? But the way you pronounce it every single time, it makes me think of Namin.
Namin.
You know me?
I know. I've been doing Duolingo for like a week and a half now. I'm really far ahead. But every time I have to pronounce shit, like, I feel like my phone, like, slaps me. That's how I sound every time.
Season 4, what just came through my head is I want to see the interaction between, let's see, Assam and seeing Hong and Young Jun for the first time after that whole fight went down. Because... that, you know, I mean, you're talking going from bros to, I want to see what happens and the interaction between all of them.
If Tobin don't get his respect, I'm going to be upset because,
I have a question for Jason. What does Jason want to see happen? I don't know if he'll answer, or if he can answer that here. And if we'll get the comments, but yo, that's what I really want to know. I want to know what he wants to see because... I haven't seen actors this invested in shows like this I don't know, ever, honestly.
But this isn't, but remember, this isn't nothing new. We've known about this when we interviewed all of them last year on the show and everything. Like, it's been pretty apparent that this, the way that this show and how they are with each other is like a big ass family. Like, we've quoted them on that multiple times. Like, they get along so well. Like, no, of course they want to fucking have the show keep going because they get to hang out more. Like, come on now.
And I'm just saying, by the, you know, at some point, I think we would, it would be lovely if we reach that point where we can get some sponsorship and then we get flown out for the filming. And come on. Our team needs to be there. You know, that's what I'm saying.
I like where you're thinking, Zach.
Technically, two of you already were there.
Yeah.
So,
and I do have my passport now.
I don't know if they're ready for the fellas to be there though.
I'm pretty sure. We've all been invited to stay at a lot of the extras' houses.
True.
I mean, I'm ready for a bri.
I like it. We can go stay at Simon Scott's house or Trevor or Kanta.
Trevor. Oh my God. We have to gab with Trevor too.
Nick. Oh my God.
I don't know. That's gonna be fun.
I'd be afraid to stay at Nick's house because I think Nick's one of those guys that would fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, you were waking up with one eyebrow.
Yes,
Which Nick, though?
Oh, I thought we were talking about Nicholas.
Pauling or Corleone?
Oh. Yeah, Pauling.
Both. Either one of them. Like, they'd be up to something, yes.
All right. Okay. Wow. It is getting to be that time. Went a little bit longer than we expected to, but...
I mean, we had a surprise guest that just totally excited all of us. So,
oh, geez. RCR, what kind of, where's the love? RCR saying you can't let the Zeus juice loose.
What the hell?
The Zeus juice loose.
Oh, yeah. Little Zeus running around.
That's an interesting image.
It was already a little Zeus. That was Tobin, remember.
Did we figure out if that dig was for you? Did
you ever unpack that? No, because there's, I'm sure, as much as we get some of the actors on here, I'm sure the writers don't know who the fuck we are. And if they do, I'm sure the last person on here they're going to make a dig at is me. I mean, maybe I'd be the one they take a dig at. Never mind. Let me take that back. But I would love to see a season 4 episode where the four of us play like the 1890s version of Newsies or something, where we put up together our own little newspaper or something. I don't know. Let me just spitball here. You know what?
The way of the hop.
Oh my God!
Hop right up, yeah.
Hop right up.
Right up. Hop this way, right here.
Love it. All right. I'm gonna call it a night, and it looks like Jason is as well.
Jason, thank you.
Much love and much sticky. Yes, I love it.
We got
much sticky.
Hit the sack over here. It's 3 a.m. Love you guys. Let's do a pod when we have some news. Much love, much sticky. Jason, listen, the door is always open here. You don't need it for news for that, but we'd love that as well. So would you guys consider hosting an in-person event? We're all over the world, so it's hard for us to say.
Depends where. You might get a couple of us.
I mean, if we get Rebecca coming to North America, I'm sure we could... I mean,
we could do it.
Steph lives in Hawaii. That's a halfway point.
We could do
not yet
for us to travel.
LA. I was just in LA. My first vacation ever. I went for my birthday to LA, and I love fucking Los Angeles right now. It is let me just say this. I live in Canada. I live in Niagara. I drive to Toronto almost every day for the acting stuff. The traffic in LA is nothing compared to Toronto.
Really?
It takes an hour to drive in Toronto from Toronto to Toronto. I was in LA Monday night football at SoFi Stadium. And I left from there and went to my hotel in downtown LA. And it took me less time than it would take me to leave a Leafs game. People complain about how bad the traffic is in LA. I thought it was fucking so good compared to what I saw. Toronto's like New York. Just congested.
You gotta see Boston.
Oh, but I loved it. I went to SoFi Stadium. I went to a Lakers game. I had four seats to the Lakers.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good.
That's time. Perfect.
Not that I'm. Well, I am. I'm totally just showing off. I'm sorry. Dan Fran, Derek, next time when I come up, I am going to come to visit you in San Fran.
I have to go to the exhibit.
If we were to do a live show, San Fran.
It would make sense. It does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I need a tour.
I mean, but we're all broke, so if our fans want to help us out with that.
Yeah.
Virtual watch party till then.
Who's broke? Yes.
I'm dead broke.
Absolutely.
Yes! Broke.
And you know you want to come see me in Detroit. Only if it's to watch my Vikings beat the Lions. Or watch our Wolverines beat Bama.
You could come to see us in San Francisco.
Yes.
Everybody.
I think San Francisco is a good bet or a good idea.
That makes
That's also something that we'll have to percolate on, folks. It is getting late, though. I do have to go because I promised I would be gone a while ago. But I do want to say thank you to each and every one of my co-hosts here, Stephanie Young-Pratt, Rebecca Nishi, Money Machua, Frank John, and, of course, most importantly, each and every one of you for tuning in here. Folks, remember, I'm going to put it up here again. Don't forget, keep Warrior Max Season 4 going. You see the hashtags down there. And from all of us to all of you, guys, you know how to end this. It's been a while, but let's get
them chicken.
That was close enough. Yeah.
That was our best one, and I don't know how long.
I know.
All right, peace out, everybody.
We had to do it right this time.